We begin the current daf from Masechet Pesach, daf Ein. We begin 5 lines down from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues discussing our Mishnah from the previous daf, which spoke about the halachas of Karban Chagiga, and that if Karban Chagiga is brought together with the Karban Pesach on Erev Pesach, however, it has different halachas, it does not have the same chumras, the same importance, and to be Deicha Shabbos and Tumah as the Karban Pesach. And one of the differences is, as our Mishnah said, v'nechelas l'shnei yamim v'chulu, that it's eaten for 2 days and one night, whereas the Karban Pesach is only eaten for that night up until the morning. Karban Chagig is eaten for 2 days and one night. Now the Gemara comments, Masnitin like Ben Tema. Our mission is not like Ben Tema. It's not like Linda Bryce. Ben Tema, he says, Chagiga Haboma Pesach, the Karban Chagiga that's brought with the Karban Pesach on the 14th of Nisan, Harei Kepesach, that has the Alocha like Karban Pesach, and that is, Be'in Nechelis Eliyam Elayla, it's only eaten for 1 day and one night. In other words, that day, which it goes up until the morning, that is when you could eat the Karban Chagiga. However, it's not like our Mishnah that says it's for due to 2 days or one night. Then Ben Tema continues and he says, Chagigas Chamisha Aser, and the Karban Chagiga of the 15th of Nisan, which that's a different Karban Chagiga. That's what the Gemara Masechtas Chagiga and of Testament Av learns from Chagasim Oisai, that you have to have a Karban Chagiga, which the word Chagiga is from the term Chag of Yom Tiv, on the 15th of Nisan. That is Nechelis Lishnei Yom Alay Lecha. That Ben Tema agrees that would be eaten for 2 days and one night. However, the one of the 14th, that is only eaten for a day and a night. And then he continues, in Chagigas Arba Aser, regarding this Karban Chagiga of the 14th, if you pushed it off until the next day, till the 15th of Nisan, and then you shechted it, then you slaughtered it, then Yetzibah Mishim Simcha, you would be able to fulfill your Chiv of Simcha with that Karban Chagiga, which you didn't do on Erev Yom Tov, rather you did it on Yom Tov, because there's a Chiv of what's called Shalmei Simcha. To being a Karban Shlam, to be able to have joy, and that's because Simcha comes with meat, and therefore there's a Chiv for someone to have Shalmei Simcha. Now, Rashi addresses the question, although this Karban Chagiga, it was the Chagiga of the 14th, which was already separated to be that, and therefore it was not Chulin, it was designated to be that. And Shalmei Simcha, which is to be brought on Yom Tov, that's a chiv, it's an obligation. And although, as the Gemara later on the next daf will explain, that anything that's an obligation to bring can only be brought from Chulin, as it's brought in the Sefri, as it says in the Pasuk B'Zavach, the Pesach, you should bring the Karban Pesach, until where it says Tzaynu Bokar, which is the flock and the cattle. Now the difficulty is, Karban Pesach is only brought from Kvasim and from Izim, which are from the flock. Why does it say Bakar from the cattle, which you cannot bring the Karban Pesach from? That's what the Sefri says, to compare anything that comes from Tzaynim Bakar to the Karban Pesach, to tell you, just like Pesach, which is something that's obligatory, and it could only be brought from Chulin, so to everything that's obligation, even if it's from Tzayin or Bakar, can only be brought from Chulin. So therefore, the question that Rashi is addressing is that how can you say that the Chagiga of the 14th, which is not Chulin, is already designated as a Chagiga, can be fulfilling the Chiv of the obligation of a Chayva of Shalmei Simcha on Yom Tov? And that Rashi says that's only general Chayvas, which we said that can only be brought from Chulin. However, Shalmei Simcha, the Gemara Masechet Chagiga and Daf Ches Amud Aleph learns from a Brayso in the Sefri that it's included even if it's not coming from Chulin. As it says in the Pasuk, B'Samachta, which comes to include all types of Simcha, on that you would think even by with Eifais and Menachis, non-animal types of rejoicing. That's what it says, B'Samachta B'Chagecha, that which your Chagiga could come from, which that excludes Eifais. And that's where we learn that Yisrael could be Yitzah, his Chiv with Nadarm and Nadavis, that although he's already obligated to bring them anyway, you could still bring the Nadarm and Nadavis as a Kim of Shalmei Simcha. And therefore, that's what Ben Tam is saying, that the Chagiga of the 14th, if you don't bring it on the 14th, rather you bring it on Yom Tov, that will be a fulfillment of the Shalmei Simcha. However, Ve'en Yitzah B'Mishum Chagiga, however, it will not fulfill the Chiv that you have the obligation to bring Chagiga on the 15th, which again are two different Chagigas, that as we said, because the Chagiga of the 15th is a Davish Yesh B'Chayva, and therefore it could only be brought from Chulin, and that is you cannot bring it from something that you already had been Mechuyivin, because this Chagiga of the 14th was already sanctified. With a Chagiga of the 14th, it's only that we said Shalmei Simcha, that's the exception, that we have a Riboy, a Drasha, that says, although it's a Chayva, it could be brought even if it's not Chulin. So that, again, was the Braisa, which we had introduced to say that Ben Tam is not like our Mishnah, because he says that the Chagiga of the 14th is only for a day and a night, not like our Mishnah that says for 2 days and one night. And that the Gemara asks, my time with Ben Tam, what is the understanding of his opinion? Why does he say that it could only be eaten from the Chagiga of the Yadalid for a day and a night? And that the Gemara says, Kedemasni Rav l'chibre, like Rav had taught to Chia his son. As it says a pasuk in Sefer Shemais, v'layon la'beker, it should not be left over until the morning. Zevach chag ha'pesach, the carbon of the Yom Tov Pesach. So he darshins, didn't have to say all these words, zevach chag ha-pesach. So he says, zevach chag, the carbon of the yom tov, ze chagiga, that's a reference to the chagiga. And ha-pesach, kemashmai, that's a reference to Pesach itself. And v'om rachmana, and that is what the Torah is saying, l'yol, you shall leave it over till the morning. That is, just like by carbon Pesach, it's only till the morning, it's only through that night. So to the carbon chagiga, it could only be eaten on that day and that night, and not for 2 days and one night. So the Gemara asks, based on that opinion of Ben Tema, Ibai Luhu, the following question. According to Ben Tema, that he's comparing in the Pasig, the Karban Chagiga, Zevach Chag, to the Karban Pesach, and that's why it's the lean is going to be in the morning. It cannot go for another day. So the question then becomes, Necheles Sali, would we say that the Chagiga of the 14th has to be eaten roasted, like the Karban Pesach has to? That's how much we're equating them. Or maybe it does not have to be eaten roasted. We're only comparing it for the Lach of Lina, not of roasting. And that is kiyak shrachman el pesach lelina. When did the Torah compare the carbon of the chagiga to the carbon pesach? That's regarding the isra of leaving it overnight, and that is overnight up until the morning. But not the fact that it has to be roasted. Maybe there is no difference that if we're equating the two in regards to the its eating properties, just like for lina, so too for tzli. So tashma. So the Gemara brings a raya from a Mishnah in the last parak that says halayla hazeh kulei tzali, that this entire night everything's eaten roasted, which is saying that even the Karban Chagiga. V'amar Rav Chizra said as a way of an explanation of who is the Tana of that Mishnah, that Zudivri Ben Tema, that was the opinion of Ben Tema, that he equates the Karban Chagiga to the Karban Pesach. So Shmamina, we could see it from there clearly that he equates it not only for Lina, but even for the halacha of eating it roasted. So again, the Gemara asks, based on that, Ibayilu, they had the following question. Ben Tema, Ba'amin ha-bakar, are you allowed to bring the Karban Chagiga from the cattle? Or you ain't the Ba'amin ha-bakar? Maybe you cannot bring it, just like the Karban Pesach cannot be brought from bakar. And similarly, Ba'amin ha-kevis, could it come from a female animal? Or you ain't the Ba'amin ha-kevis? So maybe it cannot come from females, again, just like the Karban Pesach, that has to be brought male. And again, Ba'abas Shteshan, could it be 2 years old? Or you ain't the Ba'abas Shteshan? Maybe it cannot be in the second year, maybe it has to be in the first year, again, like the Karban Pesach. And that is these three principles. Are the question is kiyak shrachman lepesach? When did the Torah equate the Karban Chagiga to the Karban Pesach? Lemidi da'achile? Do we say that it was only for eating purposes, which is the isra of lina of leaving it over, and similarly regarding this isra of the achiyav of tzli, which is again in the way that it's consumed? Avla kol midli loya. Maybe for all other things, what type of animal that we didn't say it's the same. Maybe we said it's no different. The Torah was comparing Zevach Chag to HaPesach. Whatever is by the Karban Pesach is by the Karban Chagiga of the 14th. And then the Gemara says, Tashma, bring a Raya. Says, Chagiga HaBoam HaPesach. The Karban Chagiga that comes with the Karban Pesach. On this Tana says, Hari Kepesach, it's like the Pesach, and that is Boam and Atsoin, Ve'en Boam and HaBakar. Comes from the flock, not from the cattle. Boam and Azcharm, Ve'en Boam and HaKevis. Only from the males, not the females. Boam HaShnasa, Ve'en Boam HaShteshanim. Could only be in its first year, not in its second year. It could only be eaten for a day and a night. And it could only be eaten roasted. It can only be eaten according to those that were counted among those, which is a specific halacha by the Karban Pesach. Now, man shamet le de isli hai svara. Who is it? Which Tana do we know that has this svara that the Karban Chagiga could only be eaten for a day and a night, not like on Mishnah? That's Ben Tema. So obviously you could hear from this that all the different properties that are by the Karban Pesach, for that we're equating the Karban Chagiga to that, and therefore it's going to be the same in all areas. However, the Gemara has one last shaila. Ibailu had the following question. The Ben Tema, according to Ben Tema, that he equates totally Chagiga to Pesach, but yesh b'mishum shviris etzem, would we say that there's even a prohibition of breaking the bone of the Karban Chagiga? Maybe in that area, it would be different, that you wouldn't have the chiyav of breaking the bone on the Karban Chagiga. And that is because, avagav d'chi akshirech man lepesach, although we just proved that for all purposes, we compared Chagiga to Pesach, but amakra, the pasuk says in Shemais, a miyut, that it says bay, where the pasuk says, ve'etzem le'sishbru bay, you should not break a bone in it. Now that sounds like bay v'lay b'chagiga. Only in the Karban Pesach, but that there is no such prohibition in the Karban Chagiga. Maybe you could say that no, maybe Chagiga would also have the prohibition of breaking the bone. This that says in it means bekasher b'lei b'pasel hudasa. It's coming to say in a valid Karban Pesach, there's the issa of breaking the bone, but not when it's invalid. There would be no such prohibition. What is Bay telling you? An exclusion of Chagiga, or no, Chagiga is the same and it's excluding a Karban Pesach? And that the Gemara brings Toshima. a little bit more of elaboration from the Raya, but then once it concludes the explanation, it'll bring the Raya to this question in Ben Tema. So the Mishnah, the Gemara brings a Mishnah Masechta Shkalim that talks about regarding the halachas of Tumah Tahara, regarding different utensils in times of the with time of bringing the Korban Pesach. So it says as follows: Sakin shenimtzis barba asa. If someone finds a knife on the 14th of Nisan, so the halacha is sheichid ba, he's allowed to slaughter his Korban Pesach with that knife miyad, right away. And what does that mean? That he doesn't have to go ahead and immerse it in the mikvah, the one that's finding it. And the reason is because we say that mistama, we take for granted that the owner definitely had immersed it in the mikvah. And therefore, if it even was tameh, he had immersed it on the 13th of Nisan, so that the way it becomes tahor is that you have to immerse it, then you wait for Harav Shemesh, that till sundown. That then, therefore, on the 14th, when he's going to need the knife to shecht this Korban Pesach, it's going to already become tahor. So on the 13th, he had already prepared it. So if you find it on the 14th, you could take for granted that even if it was tameh, that the owner had purified it. However, b'shloish aser, if let's say you walk on the streets 2 days before Pesach, on the 13th of Nisan, and you find this knife, then the halacha is, you have to repeat and immerse it again. And that is, even though there's doubt over here that maybe the owner had already immersed it, people don't necessarily prepare the day before, and yet still this person, the one who's finding it, would have to immerse it again out of doubt. Because maybe the owner did not immerse it in the mikvah yet, because he still had time in that day to immerse it and to have Harav Shemesh, in other words, the 13th of Nisan, up until nighttime, he could still get in the mikvah. If you find it in 2:00 PM, he could have, and he lost it at 1:00, and you found it at 2:00, he didn't table it yet, because he said, you know, I could do it at 5:00, you know, before it gets dark, and then he's going to have Harav Shemesh, which is sundown, and then on the next day, the 14th, when I need it, it's going to be tari ready. So if you find it by the day of the 13th, then maybe he didn't table it yet, and therefore you would have to be table it. So that's halacha regarding finding a knife. However, kofetz, the kofetz is a type of a large knife. Now, generally, those type of knives were not used for slaughtering. They were used for just chopping up pieces of meat and for breaking the bones. So that type of a knife, bein bezeh, whether it was on the 13th of Nisan or even on the 14th of Nisan, shoyno matful. Unlike the knife, which if you find it on the 14th, you don't have to tovel it again. Regarding this kofetz, you would have to tovel it even on if you find it on the 14th. And the reason is, because since there's no breaking of bones, which is what the kofetz is generally used for, of the Korban Pesach, so the owners don't need it the entire 14th of Nisan. There's no need for using it, because they're not going to be chopping up the bones of the Korban Pesach until the 15th of Nisan will be the only time that they'll start to need it. And therefore, you could say that maybe they did not immerse it yet, even on the 14th of Nisan, because they had time on the 14th to immerse it until it gets Bein Hashmashes, twilight of the 14th, so that on the 15th, when they have these other types of meats that they're eating, not the Korban Pesach, that then they're going to have to need it to chop up the bones. However, on the 13th, where on the or the 14th, where there is no need, because the only thing they're going to have is the Korban Pesach, therefore, you're going to have to immerse it even if you find it on the 14th. Now the Gemara elaborates to say who is the Tana of this Mishnah, to then show and to resolve our question we had regarding Ben Taima, if there is a Issa Shviris Etzim on the Korban Chagiga or not. So the Gemara asks, Mani, who is the Tana of that Mishnah Masechet Shkalim that's Mashma, that there is no breaking of bones whatsoever on Erev Pesach? Because if there was, then you would need it for whatever bones it were to be broken, and therefore if you would find the Kaifetz on the 14th, you would say it's probably Tahar because he needs it. But we're saying you don't need it. So Ilim Rabbanan, if you say the Tana of that Mishnah is the opinion of the Rabbanan, who's the Tana of our Mishnah, that do not equate the Korban Chagiga to the Korban Pesach, and there is no Isser, for sure, of breaking bones of the Korban Chagiga, so then the question becomes, Maishna Saka de Matvel, what's any different regarding the knife, that we said that the owner would have immersed it the day before, and we said that therefore it's going to be a Cheskes Tahor right now for the one that finds it, and that's why, if you find a knife on the 14th of Nisan, you can use it and without tiveling it, because it's fit for the owner to use that knife on the 14th, La Pesach, to go ahead and slaughter his Korban Pesach on the 14th. And that's why we take for granted, that the owner definitely went and immersed it the day before so that there should be Harav Shemesh. Now, parenthetically, Rashi tells us that we're not concerned that maybe this knife was lost many days ago. And therefore, how do we know that it was immersed? Because definitely it fell today, because since this around Yom Tov time, there's so many people, it's not going to stay there very long without somebody finding it. So it definitely was lost today, and therefore it was immersed already, because if it was lost a long time ago, maybe it didn't immerse it. So it was definitely lost today, and therefore we say that it was, again, it was already immersed, because he can use it today to be able to slaughter his Korban Pesach. So we take for granted that it was already immersed. But then the question becomes, if it's like the Rabbanon, Sekevitz Nami, so then there's a huge knife that's used to chop up bones, Hachazil Chagiga. It fit for the carbon Chagiga to break the bones. And therefore we should say that if you definitely titled it the day before. So why did we, the Mishnah Masechta Shkalim say that someone that finds this Kaifitz knife on the 14th, he has to immerse it again because there's no need for it? Of course there's a need for it. To chop up the bones of the carbon Chagiga. So El Olav, so obviously it's obvious to say, the Ben Taimahi, that obviously the Mishnah Masechta Shkalim is like Ben Taima, Ushma Minah, and what you can infer from there is Yeshba Mishnah Shavir Seatzim, that there is the prohibition of breaking the bones of the Chagiga, just like carbon Pesach, and that boy would be excluding not carbon Chagiga, but a carbon Pesach. And therefore, we see that just like carbon Pesach is Aser, that's why Chagig is Aser, and that's why if you find the Kaifetz knife on the 14th, you don't say that he tabled it, because he has no need for it today, and therefore maybe he's going to table it later on in the day on the 14th to get Hever Shemesh, to use it on the 15th when he has other pieces of meat, other karbanas. But there's no need for it because there's Iser of even regarding the Karban Chagiga of the 14th. And that the Gemara says, Loi. There's no raya that this is like Ben Tema, and therefore you're resolving the question by showing that he has the Iser even of Shavir's Etzim on the Karban Chagiga. Because La'il Rabban, we could really say that this Mishnah Karban Chagiga was going like the Rabban. And the question then becomes, then why is there no need for the Kaifetz knife to be able to break the bones of the Chagiga? Because we're talking about Ukagain Sheba, we're talking about that Erev Pesach was B'Shabbos, that it came out on Shabbos, where there is no, as we had learned in our Mishnah, there is no Karban Chagiga that comes if Erev Pesach is on Shabbos. And that's why the owner doesn't need any Kaifetz knife on the 14th, because it would only be for Chagiga, and there's no Chagiga being brought. And that's why we say that you would have to tevel if you wanted to use it. And that the Gemara asks, how can you say, as way of explanation of being doich of this raya, that it's like drabanan, and there's no chagiga to need the kaifetz knife because it's on Shabbos, but v'hamadik tani sefer, but the end of the there of the Mishnah Masechet Shkalim says that if chalar ba asalis b'Shabbos, however, if the 14th of Nisan is on Shabbos, then sheichid ba, then you could slaughter with this kaifetz miyad, right away, you can use it, and you don't have to immerse it. And that is, although that maybe the owners had a knife already to shech, and they only needed this Kaifetz knife to go ahead and break the bones. And today, which is Shabbos, Erev Pesach, there's no need for breaking bones on Shabbos because there's no Chagiga. However, still, since you're going to need it for Yom Tov, which is after Shabbos, so definitely it was immersed already from before Shabbos. That's what the Sefer of the Mishnah is saying, because you can't immerse it in the mikvah on Shabbos, as the Gemara says in Masechtas Bei on Daf Yud Zayin Mabeis, that if Yom Tov is on Sunday after Shabbos, then you have to immerse everything from before Shabbos, because you can't do it on Yom Tov, and you can't do it the Erev Yom Tov, which is Shabbos, so you definitely immersed it from before. So we said that if Erev Pesach is Shabbos, then even the Kaifetz knife, then you'd be able to use it right away. Although he said generally you can't because he's not using it. And you're right, there's no need for it, and there's no need for it today. But since you'll need it tomorrow, and you won't be able to be tevelit today or tomorrow, so you tevelit it even from before Shabbos. Then the Mishnah there continued and saying, "Uvechamisha," and if you found it on the 15th of Nisan, that means on Yom Tov of Pesach itself, then Sheched Ba, there also you could slaughter your carbon shlam and miyad right away with that, because again, you definitely, the owner had definitely immersed it the day before for the same reason, because you can't do it on Yom Tov and you couldn't do it the day before. Nimtzis Kaifetz Kshula Sakat. Another halacha the Mishnah there says that if you found this Kaifetz knife that was attached to the regular type of slaughtering knife, Harei Kesak, and then it has the same halachic status as the knife, and that is, even if you find it on the 14th of Nisan, that's on the weekday, which we said generally regarding the Kaifetz, that you would have to immerse it to use it, because we wouldn't assume that the owner had immersed it because he has no need for it on Erev Pesach, that they would say that here he for sure did immerse it already with the knife, since it was attached to it, it was tied onto it, so therefore we would say that the same chazaka would apply, because it's anyways he's doing it, he wouldn't necessarily keep it out, he would table it together, so therefore it has the same halacha like the knife. So now the Gemara concludes with the question. So from the fact that the Sefer of the Masechta Shkalim says that we're talking about if it's on Shabbos, Mechlal the Reisha, and that could be inferred that the Reisha, the first part, which says, which is what we were discussing regarding this Kaifetz knife, that we said, Bein Bezeh, whether it's on the 13th of Nisan or the 14th of Nisan, that you would have to immerse it again, that Lav B'Shabbos Haskinan, that it's not talking about Shabbos. In other words, you tried resolving that, oh, it's on Shabbos, and really it's Drabanan, and that's why there's no need for the Kaifetz knife, because although for Chagiga we would need it, but there's no Chagiga because Shabbos, but it's not true. Because if the Reisha is talking about that it's on Shabbos, so that's difficult with the Sefer, because the Sefer said that on Shabbos, if you find it, that, which is Erev Pesach, that you don't have to tevel it. And the Reisha was telling us clearly that in the 14th of Nisan, which you're saying it's on Shabbos, that you do have to immerse it. And therefore, in spite of that, it says that there is no breaking of the bones, because if it was, and since we're talking about that the Risha has to be talking about that it's on the weekday, not on Shabbos, because it will contradict the Sefer. So obviously, again, the Gemara is trying to prove that to resolve the question of Ben Tema, that it would be forbidden to break bones of the Chagiga on the 14th, because it's on the 14th of the weekday, and if you were allowed to break it, then there would be a necessity of the Kaifetz, and therefore you would assume that he had tabled it. Obviously, that according to Ben Tema, even regarding the halacha, breaking the bones, we equate the Karban Chagiga to the Karban Pesach. And that the Gemara says, no, I could still say that it's not a riot. Because V'yela, that really, it could be like the Rabbanim. However, Shabbat, we're talking about, you're right, you can't be talking about it was on Shabbos because we disproved it from the Sefer. However, when we continue on Talmud Beis, Shabbat b'meruba, that we're talking about that there's a very small group of people where there's a lot of Karban Pesach meat. And therefore, there's no Karban Chagiga being brought. And that's why there's no Raya, that it's not that you cannot break the bones of the Chagiga. You could. And we're talking about it's even Rabbanan, for sure you could. But there's no Karban Chagiga, and that's why we're assuming that the Kaifetz on the 14th that you find that it was not immersed, because there's no need for it, not because you can't break the bones, you could, but just there's no Karban Chagiga, because there's so much, as we said in our Mishnah, when there's a lot of meat of the Karban Pesach, we don't bring a Chagiga of the 14th. But on that, the Gemara responds, what, are you trying to pidoicha my raya based on that? But minoyadi, how would the owners on the 13th of Nisan, which is when they go ahead to immerse their Caleb, know that there's going to be very little people on their group? And that the reason why they can't know that is because every time, every moment, people could still keep on adding themselves onto their group and to buy a portion from the owners up until it's slaughtered. And therefore, he can't know for sure that there's going to be very few people on this group. And therefore, he would immerse his kaifetz if he was able to use it to be able to bring for his karban chagiga, to be able to break the bones. And therefore, even if it's a small group, he still would have immersed it. Obviously, from the fact that we're saying that he did not immerse it, and that's why you would have to tevel it if you find it on the 14th, must be because there is no necessity for it, because you cannot break the bones, and because it's like Ben Tema. And that the Gemara says, you're right, that wouldn't be a good way of being doicha and saying it's like Drabbanim, because even if there's a small amount of people, he would still immerse it if he could, because he wouldn't know that it's going to stay a small group. So, Ve'ele Shabbat B'tumah could be doicha Uriah by saying that it's like Drabbanim, and the reason why there's no Karban Chagiga, and that's why there's no need for the Kaifetz, and that's why you would have to immerse it, is because the Tumah, that the majority of the Jewish people are Tamei. And we had learned in the Mishnah that at the time when there's Tumah, which is, we spoke about the three criteria, when you don't bring the Chagiga, which is Shabbos, and when there's a lot of Pesach meat, and when there's people are Tumah, then we don't bring the Karban Chagiga. And this one who found it, he was Tar. Now Rashi explains that although that even the Tahirim can do the Karban Pesach in the state of Tumah, so why would he be immersing it to be able to use it, is because he wants to immerse it to be able to break the bones of the Chagiga of the 15th, Chagiga of Chamisha Aser, which cannot be brought in the state of Tumah. So regarding that, we say such a person that finds it, he would have to immerse it because people would not be using the Kaifetz. Why not? Because they're all Tameh, and since they're all Tameh, they don't bring a Karban Chagiga, and that's why there's no necessity for the Kaifetz, not because you can't break the bones of the Pesach. And although you could break the bones of the Chagiga, there is no Chagiga. However, the one who's finding it would have to immerse it to be able to break the bones of the Chagiga of the 15th. And that the Gemara responds, again, save minoyadi. How would the owners know on the 13th of Nisan, when they're coming to immerse their knives, to say, hey, there's no need for me to immerse it, because most of the Jewish people are Tamei? How would they know that most of the Jewish people are going to be Tamei when they're going to have to use their knives on the 14th to bring the Karban Chagiga or not? It's only if the majority are Tamei that you don't bring it. How do they know that the majority of Jewish people are going to be Tamei? And that the Gemara answers that it is in this case, and that is you could say it's the Rabbanan, and that it was Babatuma, because the Mis Nasi, we're talking about that the Nasi, the leader of the Jewish people, passed away. Where there's a mitzvah for all the Jewish people to be involved in the burial process, and therefore become Tamei. And that's how he knows that the majority of Jewish people will be Tamei. And then again, therefore, there's no riot that it's like Ben Tema, it could be like the Rabbanan, but there's no Chagiga. And he knows that because it's Nasi that done in the state of Tumah. But on that, the Gemara asks, the Mis Nasi Amos, when is this case? When did he actually die? Elam the Mispishlesha Aser, if he died on the 13th of Nisan, when they were going to retire the cave and said, hey, there's no point in being retired. The Levaya that is right now, everyone's going to be Tamei anyway. And then we're not going to bring a Chagiga, so there's no need for my Kaifetz knife up until maybe on Pesach, and then I could immerse it tomorrow on the 14th. But then, Sakin Lomali the Mitvale. Then, why would the owner have any need to immerse their knives, not the Kaifetz knives? Because, anyways, it's going to become Tamei. And therefore, why did we say that the one who finds the knife on the 14th, that if he's tahar, that he could be machzik, he could assume that it's tahar because the owner had already immersed it on the 13th, and therefore he could slaughter his shama chagiga on Yom Tov with this knife without immersing it. But why would he go ahead and do that? The knife itself is going to become tameh, and therefore, just like by the kaifetz would say he wouldn't entitle it for his knife either because everyone's tameh already on the 13th. So the elo demisbar ba'aser. Rather, we must say that the nasi died on the 14th of Nisan, and when they were coming to immerse their kalim on the 13th, they needed it for the 14th. And that is because they didn't know that it was being brought in the state of Tumah. Therefore, the question returns. Then, therefore, the Kaifetz knife itself also that's needed for the breaking of the bones, because you're saying that it's like the Rabban who say that the Karban Chagiga could be broken to bones, they don't know yet on the 13th of Nisan, when they're immersing the Kalim, that the Nus is going to die the next day. And therefore, they would immerse the Kaifetz knife because they would assume that the Karban Chagiga is still being brought. And you're saying it's like the Rabban who say you could break the bones of the Karban Chagiga. So therefore, Maishna Saka de Matvil, what's any difference by the knife that you say, we assume that the owner had already immersed it the day before on the 13th, Maishna Kofetz de Loi Matvil, and what's any difference regarding the Kaifetz knife that you're saying we assume that the owner did not immerse it the day before, but he doesn't know yet that the Nasi is going to die on the following day. And that thing says, Loi Tzricha, what we have to say the case is talking about, the Nasi Geisis B'Shleisha Aser. On the 13th of Nisan, he's not dead yet, but he's a geisis, which is very close to dying. And therefore, there's going to be this discrepancy between the sakin knife and between the kaifetz knife. And that is as follows. Sakin, the chad tzveika, regarding the sakin knife, there's only one suffix regarding it. And that is because you could say that maybe the nus is going to die, and they're going to do the Pesach in the state of Tumah, and therefore there's no need, let's say, to go ahead and immerse it. But there's only one suffix. Because of that one suffix, he's not going to hold back from immersing his knife, and therefore matfil, he's going to immerse it because he's concerned. Maybe the Nasi is not going to die, and they're going to do the Pesach Badar. I'm going to need a Tahar knife, and if I'm not going to immerse it because of my doubt, I'm going to be stuck without a knife. However, Kaif is Treis Veiki, regarding the Kaifetz knife, where there's two doubts. It's a double doubt to think that I'm going to need this Kaifetz knife. And therefore, loy matvola, therefore, the owner says, what are the chances, what are the odds I'm going to need it anyway? And therefore, he does not immerse it on the 13th. And therefore, he does not go ahead and do the tefillah. And the reason is because maybe the nas is going to die and everyone's going to be tameh. And first of all, we're not even going to bring the karma chagiga. Not on the 14th and not on the 15th. As we said, you don't bring it when there's a state of tumah. And even if he's not going to die, which is the second suffix, I might not even need the Chagigah of the 14th at all, because maybe my group will stay small, and the Karban Pesach is going to be what's called B'merubah. There's going to be a lot of meat to go around, and therefore we're not going to bring a Karban Chagigah in the first place. Now, as Rashi says, and what's with the Chagigah of the 15th? Regarding that, there's still time. I'm not going to immerse it on the 13th, because there's still, or at least we cannot assume that he immersed on the 13th, because there's still time on the 14th, because the Karban Chagigah of the 15th only brought on the 15th. You can still immerse it if you find it on the 14th. This owner who lost it might have still brought it before it got dark to have Harav Shemesh to then go ahead and use it on the 15th. And therefore, we don't assume he had immersed it on the 13th. And again, that's why the Gemara concludes that this is not a raya to Ben Tema, and maybe Ben Tema would hold that there is no issa of breaking the bone. And this that we're bringing from the Mishnah and Masechta Shkalim is like even like the Rabbanu who hold that you're allowed to break the bones. However, talking about that there is no Karban Chagiga because of this case of the Nasi being geisis. And that's why we say that he didn't immerse his Kaifetz knife, although by the Karban Chagiga you are allowed to use it to break it, because he's saying, what are the odds that he's probably going to, he might die, and we're not going to have to bring the Karban Chagiga, or my group might be small, I'm not going to have to bring the Karban Chagiga. And that's why we don't assume that it was immersed, and if you find it, that's where you have to go ahead and immerse it. But you're right, if it was a regular year, then you would not have to immerse it, because the Kaifetz could be used to break the bones of the Karban Chagiga. Now the Gemara brings Tanya, learn the Braisa, not like our Mishnah, as we had brought in the beginning of the daf, that Ben Tema was not like a Mishnah regarding the amount of time that the Karban could eat of the Karban Chagiga. So the Gemara brings a braisa, Yehuda ben Dirtoi, Pirish hu v'Dirtoi b'nai. He and his son Dirtoi, they separated from the sages. And the reason was because the sages had said, as it said in our Mishnah, that the Chagiga of the 14th is not Deicha Shabbos. And therefore, since he disagreed with that, v'halach v'yashav lei b'dorm, he went and he went to live in the south, far from Yerushalayim, so that he would not come up to do alila regal to Yerushalayim to then be obligated in the Karban Pesach and the Karban Chagiga, because he held that the Karban Chagiga is an obligation, and therefore, even if there's a lot of meat of the Karban Pesach to go around, and you have a small group, it doesn't make a difference. You still have to bring the Chagiga of the 14th. and therefore he held you would have to bring it on Shabbos. And since they weren't allowing to be done on Shabbos, and he felt he's going to be violating that if he's there in Yerushalayim, therefore he went to live far away. Amar, he said, if Eliyahu is going to come and tell the Jewish people, why is it that you not bring the Kama Chagiga on Shabbos? What are they going to respond? How this is going to be something that the Jewish people are going to be held to task for? I'm wondering about the two great Torah giants of the generation, Shmai and Naftalian, Sheim Chacham Gedolim, the very wise people, the Darshan Gedolim, very, very great Darshanim that make expositions, and they didn't tell the Jewish people Chagiga Deiches Shabbos, that the Chagiga is Deiches Shabbos, and that's why I went to live far away. So Amar Rav, Rav said, "My time at the Bender Torah. What is the reason of his opinion that he held the Kama Chagiga is Deiches Shabbos?" Tichsev, like it says the pasuk in Devarim, "Vizavachta Pesach LaShem Lakecha." You should slaughter the Kama Pesach for Hashem your God. Tzaynu Vaker, the flock and the cattle. Now the question is, "Valoi Ein Pesach Ele Min Akvasim Na'izim." The Kama Pesach can only be brought from the sheep and from the goats. Now that's only tzayn. What do you do with Vaker? Kama Pesach is not brought from cattle. Elot Sain Zeh Pesach must be that Sain is a reference to the Karban Pesach, which is, could be brought from sheep from the flock. Bakar Zu Chagiga, when it says cattle, that's a reference to the Karban Chagiga, which could be brought from the cattle. V'am Rachman, and that the Torah tells you, B'zavachta Pesach, that you should slaughter the Karban Pesach, which means to say that the Chagiga has the same halach as the Karban Pesach, just like the Karban Pesach is slaughtered on Shabbos, so too regarding the Karban of Chagiga, and that's why he held that this was wrong with the Chum we're doing. So Am Ravashi, Ravashi commented on this Drosha of Rav to explain the opinion of Ben Dutoy. It says, Vanan time of the Prushim Nekev and Nifrish. We have to go ahead and explain the opinions of those who separate themselves from the Chachamim. For that, we have to use Psukim for to explain those who detract from the sages and do opposite from them. We don't have to go ahead and give an explanation for Ben Dutoy. Elakra, if you want to understand the Pshat and the Pasuk, which is a good question, why I say Bakar, we're going to come in Pesach, look at Rav Nachman Udas, is coming like Rav Nachman said, Dam Rav Nachman, Rabbi Arvua. From where do you know from the leftovers of the Karban Pesach, which means that, let's say where a person had separated, he had designated a Karban Pesach, and it got lost. So he didn't have his Karban Pesach. So he went and bought another Karban Pesach. And then later on that Karban Pesach was found. Or let's say in the case where he designated monies for the Karban Pesach, and there was a Kedushas of Pesach that was Chal, that was acquired on by all these monies for Pesach. But then the price of lamb fell down, and then there was leftover money for being used for the Karban Pesach. So what do we know for the excess, for these that are leftover from the Karban Pesach, Shekarv Shlam, that then they're used to be able to be bringing a Karban Shlam with those monies, whether it be on Yom Tiv or whether it be after the Yom Tiv. Shnemelik says in the pasuk, "V'zavachta Pesach l'Hashem l'kecha tzayin bakar." It says you should slaughter Karban Pesach for Hashem your God, the flock and the cattle. Now, chi Pesach min habakar ba? Do we find that Karban Pesach is brought from the cattle? V'alai im Pesach ba'el min hakvas min ha'izim. As we said, that Karban Pesach is only brought from the sheep and from the goat. So why is it bakar? Ela moyser ha Pesach is a reference for the excess of the Karban Pesach. Yehei l'davar haba min hatzayin u'min habakar. It's saying that it should be then, either on the Yom Tov or after the Yom Tov, for something that comes from the sheep and from the cattle, which is a reference to a Karban Shlamim, which is kosher to be brought from Tzayin and Bakar, Zachar, and the Kevim. And that's the drush of the Pasuk. But we don't have to give explanations for Ben Dutoy. Now the Gemara asks, but so that was Ben Dutoy's opinion, that it is Deiches Shabbos. But Rabbanan, so the Gemara asks, my time of Deiches Shabbos, what is the reason why the Karban Chagiga, even the Chagiga of the 15th, is not being Deiches Shabbos? Havade carbon sibuhu. At least it's a carbon sibuhu because it's brought what's called bechinufya with the entirety of the Jewish people bringing it at one time, and it has a set time that has a status of a carbon sibuhu, and the carbon sibuhu should be deiches Shabbos. So Amar Rabbi Lahu Mishrami Behudim and Safra, you're right. Carbonis sibuhu are deiches Shabbos. However, here on my Amakra, the pasuk says in a yikra, v'chagoisim oisei chag l'Hashem, that you should celebrate a carbon for the chag of Hashem. Shivas yam bashana, 7 days in the year. Now, the difficulty becomes, how do you understand that pasuk? Shiva? Shmoina hava. It's not seven, it's eight. That pasuk is a reference to the Yom Tov of Sukkos, which the Tashlumin, the time to be able to bring the Karban Chagiga, is for 8 days. Why does the Torah say that the Karban Chagiga is for 7 days? Ella, rather, what you have to say to infer is Mikan l'chagiga sheinu deiches Shabbos. This is the source, although you're right, Karbanas Tibbe should be, but here the Pasuk explicitly telling you that the Karban Chagiga is not Deiches Shabbos, and that's why you'll never find 8 days for bringing the Karmel Chagiga, because one out of the 8 days is definitely going to be Shabbos, and that's why the most it could be are 7 days, not eight. On that, the Gemara asks, Kiyasa Ravin, Ravin came to Bavel. Amar, he said, Amarti lifnei Rabbeisai, I said in front of my teachers, I asked the following question. Pa'amim shi'ata maitza ela shisha. Sometimes you'll only be able to have 6 days that you could slaughter the Karmel Chagiga. If the first day of Yom Tov is on Shabbos, that comes out that the eighth day of Shemini Atzeres is on Shabbos too. Therefore, you only have the 6 days in between. So, how are you saying the Pasuk says 7 days? Because you can never have 8 days, because one of the days is definitely going to be Shabbos. But how do we allow 7 days? Sometimes Yom Tov will be on Shabbos and then the last day on Shabbos, and therefore you're only going to have 6 days. Therefore, why does it say seven? On that, Amar Abaya said, Oven Tichla, he was saying, Oven who buried his children, he died, he was childless. Lemeki Haimilsa would say such a statement. In other words, that's not a proper question. Shmaina lemishkach laklal. The reason why the pasuk says 7 days is because it's impossible to have 8 days. One of the 8 days has to be Shabbos. Shiva Issa Barev Shem, but the majority of the years gives you 7 days. If it starts on Sunday or Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday, you can have only one of the 8 days being Shabbos. That's why it's going to be seven, but one of the days will be. But what type of a question is it that it says 7 days? You're right, it could be six, but since the majority of the years are seven, that's why it says seven, and it's not a difficulty that, yeah, of course it could be a case that it will be only 6 days.